Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my dark darlings. I'm Markia, and this is the Something Scary podcast. To our veteran listeners and those voyaging into the dark with us for the first time, welcome. We couldn't let Halloween go by without giving you an extra treat. So this is our first Halloween special, and this story is inspired by Anonymous. The house at the end of the lane was a sleepy Victorian, but in October it came to life, surrounded by brilliant jack-o'-lanterns that shone their carved faces onto the sidewalk. Mrs. Cabal's house was known for her pumpkins all around town. During the rest of the year, you could see glorious round gourds growing in a variety of sizes from the gardens next to her home. Some were small, most were medium or large, and there were even some as big as a pony. By September, her pumpkins were perfectly ripe. Most she simply sold for pies and crafts around town. However, it was her jack-o'-lanterns that were most popular with families. Her creations were true pieces of art, carved with striking, spooky faces. Jack-o'-lanterns lit the way down to the Halloween Harvest Festival in the field. Everyone gathered for the biggest celebration of the year. Dear Mrs. Cabal's pumpkins always won best of the festival. It was one of the few times each year that Mrs. Cabal appeared. She'd proudly appear from the solitude she preferred. Her family had been part of the founding fabric of the town for generations. After retiring from a career as a school teacher, she mostly kept to herself, especially after her husband passed. But on Halloween night, she would be celebrated for her harvest contributions. Folks would always stop to ask her, what was her secret? And she'd just laugh, telling them it's the green thumb she inherited from her grandmother and the miracle compost recipe her family passed down to her. Tending to the garden soil, young Nathan Barnes gagged at the smell of the compost he had to roll with the barrel spreader onto the garden. Talking to himself loudly, he complained. It smelled like rotten eggs and like something had died. His strained, overdramatic coughs weren't doing him any favors. He was beginning to think volunteering to help out at Creepy Cabal's house was a bad idea. The town children had given her the moniker after hearing screams come from her cellar in the evenings while they played. Sometimes, they'd look and see the chained cellar double doors rattle from the side of her house. Nathan had been dared to go see the cellar of hell for himself, and so he offered to help Mrs. Cabal with her festival preparations. Inside her home, she opened her supply closet and shifted an overflowing box of lost and found items. Ungrateful children leave so many sweaters behind this time of year in the field, but it just meant she had more to donate to the local shelter during the holidays. Behind the old rags, she grabbed a box of Halloween decorations that were collecting dust. Perfect, she thought, looking at the tombstones covered in real spider webs that should entertain Nathan for a while. Locking the door, she put her keys back in the pocket of her skirt and hoisted the box with her two hands. Time to string the lights and plot some graves, she ordered, handing Nathan a box of simpler decorations to manage. Nathan smiled sheepishly and wistfully looked toward his friends in the distance, wearing their costumes and collecting candy. Disapprovingly picking up a jack-o'-lantern, Mrs. Cabal let him know that messy work wouldn't get him out of this job early. Carving pumpkins came naturally for the old woman, but not for Nathan. Shoving a hand into poor old Jack, she pulled out a wad of guts littered with pumpkin seeds. Scooping the insides takes natural skill, she told him, tossing the remains into the bucket where he was supposed to collect seeds for roasting. Before leaving him to it, she fixed the haystacks he'd thoughtlessly tossed around her walkway and asked him to try again when he was done with the graveyard. Nathan doubted anyone would want to get near her smelly graveyard, but agreed eagerly to buy more time. When she was out of sight, he plopped tombstones onto her garden to get close to the cellar door outside of the house, the one they'd hear voices from and see rattle. Taking the keys he had pickpocketed from her, he tried a few before finding the right one that would open the latch. Quietly, he pulled the chain away. "What are you doing there?" a voice called from behind. Nathan paled as he turned. It was his school sports coach. Quickly recovering, he informed them that he was only helping with Mrs. Cabal's yard and looking for an outlet for the string lights he was holding. Accepting Nathan's explanation, the coach continued on their way. Nodding, Nathan opened the doors and hopped inside the cellar.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mrs. Cabal was cooking in her kitchen. As she reached for her keys, the pot whistled boiling over and she realized that her pocket was empty. The keys were there before, she was sure, but she couldn't find them now. She decided to go ask Nathan if he had seen them. Opening the interior cellar door, she peered in and saw the dull yellow tungsten lights flickered above the old wicker chair, adorned with dry flowers and vines. Mrs. Cabal came up behind Nathan as he held up a wreath of dried flowers. Crunching the flowers off of the wreath, she said to him,
"Young man, are you here to hunt for ghosts or looking for a gateway to hell?"
Apologizing repeatedly, he reached in his pocket and handed Mrs. Cabal the keys back. He explained that he had been dared by his classmates to see if the cellar was really haunted. Running his fingers through his hair, he said it was just a Halloween trick. He swore, asking to be let out. With a wave of her hand, the cellar door slammed shut, and Mrs. Cabal illustrated that she knew Halloween tricks herself. Pointing at the cabinet of curious jars behind him, she made them tip over with the power of her mind and fall around him. With her hand behind her back, she explained the tradition her family practiced this time of year, ever since they settled in this town from Salem.
"See, I believe in the spirits crying out from the cellar, too,
she said, concerned.
So I make apple cider vinegar to clean the floors down here. It helps to dispel unrestful spirits from the ground they haunt. My grandmother taught me that.
To mask the flush of fear rising on his face, Nathan complimented her jack-o'-lanterns. Of course he would. She knew he was one of the culprits that destroyed them in her garden every year. To show him what happened to others she'd caught, another jar fell and preserved eyes rolled towards Nathan. Screaming for help, the frightened boy apologized and begged to be let go. The creepy smile on Mrs. Cabal's face took in the spirit of the season. Who'd think anything of the screams on Halloween night? With a sudden burst, Nathan tried to push by Mrs. Cabal, but she froze him in his tracks using the power of her mind, the power that she had inherited through generations. Floating through the air, she gently placed his body on the sacrificial altar, a fresh offering to her grandmother for another fruitful harvest next year. Mrs. Cabal hummed,
"The eyes are the windows to the soul. When the windows are gone, the soul can be taken."
Nathan's world went dark, and his body began to hollow as Mrs. Cabal sucked his spirit out of his body.
"Thank you, Nathan,"
she later thought, pulling the lever on her compost grinder in the cellar. Along with rotten apple cores, pumpkin guts, and seeds, the foolish boy was broken down to even more unrecognizable bits. The fertilizer was ready for another year. She remembered what her grandmother used to say as they made compost together from the flesh of her enemies.
"Waste not, want not."
She cleansed the basement with her apple cider vinegar, putting new clothes into the lost and found. Nathan didn't need them anymore, as he'd soon be sown into the ground, just in time to reap more pumpkins by Thanksgiving. They were top sellers for pies. Making her annual appearance outside, Mrs. Cassie Cabal made her way down the lane from her old Victorian house. Pleased by the jack-o'-lanterns, she was filled with pride that they brought smiles to the faces of countless families at the Harvest Festival that Halloween. Once again, Minnie asked her what was her secret when she was awarded Best of the Fest for another consecutive year, and she gave all the credit to her grandmother, who taught her family recipe for compost and how to put a little soul into her work. Be safe when trick-or-treating this year, and keep an eye out for those that have Halloween tricks on their mind. Happy Halloween, my dark darlings. And sweet dreams.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.